You're listening to SBS News.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, popularly known as Harry and Meghan, announced late on Wednesday that they planned to forge a progressive new path for themselves in the modern world. It's emerged that other senior royals apparently weren't told of the decision in advance. Buckingham Palace issued a statement soon afterwards which stated any negotiations about stepping back would take time to work through. Historian Anna Whitelock says the communique showed disappointment and hurt.
I think that statement from Buckingham Palace is pretty unprecedented. The royal family are always at pains not to reveal emotions, to stay very measured in any statements they make, but they talk about disappointment and they talk about hurt. And that's pretty much as far as it's ever gone, really. This shows that they are pretty devastated by this and surprised. I mean, the timing, the lack of consultation, and also this almost unveiling of a separate brand, Sussex Royal, the launch of a website. It's all pretty quick, pretty remarkable, and they are reeling here. There is no doubt about that.
According to the couple's announcement, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle intend to become financially independent and to balance their time between the UK and North America. The statement referred readers to a website, sussexroyal.com, for information. The last year has seen a great deal of critical coverage for the couple, particularly from the tabloid press in Britain. Prince Harry and his brother Prince William have a difficult relationship with the press, whom they blame for the death of their mother Diana, Princess of Wales. She died in a car crash in Paris while being pursued by paparazzi photographers. Jo Little, the managing editor of Majesty magazine, says the last year has seen the couple's relationship with the media hit an all-time low.
They've taken this move as a result of months and months of unhappiness in their royal lives. You know, we've known for some time that they've been unhappy with the way they've been perceived by the media, and it has been pretty toxic at times. You know, they've had a lot of flack both from the press, from the tabloids, and from sections of the public as well through social media. So all this has been festering, and it became known more publicly when they gave an interview at the time they were in South Africa and made their feelings well and truly known.
Former Buckingham Palace spokesman Dicky Arbiter admits the media had given the couple a particularly hard time in 2019, but he believes the Duke and Duchess of Sussex let everybody down with their announcement.
It was not a particularly good year for them, but having gone to Canada for 6 weeks to find themselves and to have downtime as a family, I really expected them to come back, start of a new decade, 2020, look ahead, put the 2019 behind them and get on with the job. Instead, I think what they've done, they've let everybody down.
Dicky Arbiter says the statement raises more questions than answers.
Harry was born royal, so he can't deny that he is a prince of the United Kingdom. He can't suddenly become Mr. Harry Wales. It just doesn't work like that. Other parts of the ramifications is security. Harry is a member of the royal family. His grandmother is the head of state. His father is the heir to the throne, and his brother is second in line to the throne. So there are security issues. Who is going to pay for security? Who is going to provide security? They say in their statement that they're going to continue by independent means. Harry is by no means poor, but he's also not earning anything. So how they're going to continue on independent means remains to be seen.
Royal biographer Hugo Vickers says the Sussexes' move is reminiscent of the abdication of King Edward VIII in the 1930s. Mr. Vickers says that didn't work out well for the former king.
Obviously, King Edward VIII, when he decided to abdicate and go off and live with the woman he loved, was going out into the unknown. And I don't think he realised at all how let down the British public felt they'd been. He thought he could return and just turn himself into a younger brother of the king and sort of do various royal duties as and when it suited him. But in fact, of course, the establishment were not at all pleased by this. And so they took the line. It's one thing to go, as it were, and live in a beautiful garden with Mrs. Simpson, but we don't really want you anymore.
However, historian Anna Whitelock believes the move could be a positive one for the future of the royal family.
This is Harry and Meghan saying, look, you know, we're not going to inherit the throne. We're young. What are we going to do with ourselves for the next several decades? We can't be, you know, on the public account endlessly. We want to try and make it work so that we're financially independent. No, that doesn't mean Meghan going back to acting. Yes, it means living off their inherited wealth, certainly Harry's, perhaps also developing the brand that is Sussex Royal. But actually developing a progressive role, trying not to just be restricted and restrained by the conventions of the royal family, perhaps a good thing.
Miss Whitelock also believes the Sussexes' plan to spend half of their year out of the United Kingdom, perhaps in Canada, could reinforce loyalties to the royal family in Commonwealth countries like Australia and New Zealand. At this stage, however, the controversy shows little sign of dying down. Alan Lee, SBS News.